And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republicans that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill. A silly bill. Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with, you know, circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
State Senator Bob Hedlund on the phone lines, as opposed to last week when he brought us, he let us share in the goodies as he kind of did a double take, not only kind of being in the back end of Monday Night Talk, but also hanging out with the folks from South Shore Live. Senator Hedlund, how are you?
Stay with the afterthought. I was there to see you guys, and just for the record, I brought you more food than you even were able to consume.
That is a fact.
Hedlund brought food for someone instead of taking someone else's food?
the senator brought in food, but it was to be shared amongst two shows.
I want to read a tweet that I got from Hedlund. S. Doddrell, WATD, will miss your reports, your food, and interruptions.
Well, see, at least you're giving me one last good interruption.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything you wanna say to Mr. Doddrell on his exit out? He's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here tonight.
I owe him a nice meal. I figure all the little crumbs and leftovers and, like, you know, remnants of a few pieces of potato chip left in a bag that I ate from him over a period of 5 years probably equals like one lunch.
We'll have to check with the Ethics Commission on that.
You
can't buy me a lunch, but I can buy you a lunch.
All right.
At least this week. But every week we seem to get a different director from the Ethics Commission. Actually, I was just talking with someone about that 2 seconds ago.
Well, it's funny expound upon that.
What do you mean?
As far as speaking with someone from the Ethics Commission, do you have something ongoing?
No, we were briefed. The entire Senate was briefed last week. And what we found was that some of the practices that everybody's been engaged in might be illegal, even though all 40 senators were doing it. And it revolved around food.
Really?
We'll often provide a lunch and a tour of the State House to different charitable groups that ask us to do so. And one attorney at the Ethics Commission, I guess, wrote an advisory that was somehow giving undue access to one person over others, might not otherwise be able to do that. So I guess having some, you know, usually it's like a family with a bunch of kids or something, and we show them around the State House, which is the people's building, and, you know, the money goes to a good cause that they bid. Somehow that's illegal. So there was quite an uproar, so now I think they're going to revisit that issue.
Does that include teams that have won state championships or something of that nature?
You know, the ruling is kind of vague. So what's ironic is, it's almost comical. One senator got up and he said, well, you know, I heard that he's the guy that got the advisory, actually. So he started, instead of giving out tours and lunch. And when I do it, I buy, like, you know, hamburgers over at the Filibuster. It's not like I'm sitting at a steakhouse with somebody. It's strange. Greasy French fries and a hamburger from across the street in my office. But one guy decided he was going to buy a mirror, a steakhouse mirror at the steakhouse gift shop, and give that out to the charitable groups. And I guess that's potentially illegal, too. So we're trying to get that straightened out, but only because you brought it up. Huh. So it's not illegal for me necessarily to buy Doddrell lunch yet, anyway, that we're aware of.
Okay. Anything going on this week or anything at the tail end of last week that you can share with either constituents or the voters here in Massachusetts?
Well, one thing, considering that I'm on Route 3 at the moment, there's some news percolating again about the proposal for the Ada Lane, which would be done by a private developer.
Mm.
And this misconception about what that project's all about. If you were going to carpool with a couple people, you would have access to that lane during rush hour. The people who would be able to get in the lane as single occupants would be the people who would be paying a toll. And that would be the money that would be used to recover the costs of building it. So there'd be no cost to the taxpayers to build it. would be user fees that would pay for the bonds that the private developer would put up. And the irony about this is, when we did the Transportation Reform Act in 2009, there was a section of that bill that mandated, and the governor's people supported this, that mandated the creation of a public-private partnership commission that would explore these types of endeavors so that we could get some of these transportation projects done in creative ways. As you know, we got a huge backlog, which ironically is why the governor wants a $2 billion tax increase. Well, lo and behold, I discovered that the governor has not formed the commission, even though the mandate was to get it done back in 2009. Mm. So here we have a project that would be reviewed by the commission that we ordered the governor to set up in 2009, and here it is 2013, and the governor hasn't set up the commission. Yet he wants a $2 billion tax increase to pay for projects like this.
Well, I
wrote to him a couple weeks ago, actually about 3 weeks ago, and pointed out the provision in the law that he isn't complying with and suggested that he get on it.
Well, my question for you with this Adelaine, is it going to be like a zipper lane? Is that the idea of it, or is it basically adding a lane to each side, and is there any land taking?
I think it's a reversible lane. It would be a segregated lane. Not necessarily a zipper lane, more so like what is done if you've traveled around Virginia. They have many of them. And they don't use the Jersey barriers to segregate them. For instance, if you're driving out of Dulles Airport in Virginia into Washington, there's a huge stretch of lane that would serve as an example of this, where it's a reversible lane. They've got them all around D.C., and the ones in Virginia were paid, I think, that way also, in this public-private partnership type arrangement. So, you know, I know there was an outcry. People misunderstood what the lane was about, and I'm not endorsing the lane at this time. I think it's something that warrants a look, but it's a potential opportunity for us to alleviate congestion. They've done their due diligence. There's very minimal land taking. There's a couple of houses in Braintree that would have to be, a couple pieces of property, private property in Braintree that would have to be purchased, which, you know, would be private negotiations between the landowners and the developer. It might not even reach an eminent domain situation. The rest of it's already state land.
Okay.
And the state wouldn't have to pony up any money to get it done.
Do we have any other issues that are happening around the district that you want to chat about for the last couple of minutes, or anything that you want to leave Mr. Doddrell with before he heads out the door?
Well, I was really busy leading up to this, and your cohorts, Representatives Cantwell and
the Rock and Roll Song
and Cutler, were coming up. They called me tonight. I didn't get a chance to get back to them yet. They want to compromise on the so-called official state rock song.
Really?
And concede to Roadrunner. I told you they bit off more than they could chew.
Well, you're the rock and roll senator. Who would want to oppose you?
Concede on Roadrunner, but they want to make Aerosmith the official band of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Well, would you be opposed to that, or do you see other bands like the Cars?
Boston.
Boston. Do you see anybody that you feel benefits the bill than Aerosmith?
I think there's got to be some clear criteria. You know, songs with meaning that impact, you know, life in the Commonwealth in a positive way, or conjure up positives about, you know, about our home state. Kind of life that the proponents, you know, the band members have led, their impact on history and culture and arts and humanities in the Commonwealth. And I think just to have a knee-jerk reaction to Aerosmith just because they're the bigger selling band doesn't necessarily mean they're the best for this. So I don't know. I'd have an open mind, and I'm sure other members might want to throw some suggestions out there. But I also don't want this thing to turn into a situation where we're devoting time to this at the expense of things we really should be discussing and talking about and debating and working on.
Mr. Rossi has the last question.
Bob, you know Don Henley's connection to Massachusetts.
Yeah, he lived on the South Shore at one time.
Yeah, he also is the president of Walden Woods.
Yeah, and I'm not too, yeah, but, you know, I mean, really, when you think of the Eagles, you really associate them with California.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Really where they're from. So,
but I'm sure there's a list that we could come up with all the types of bands that are associated in some way to the state.
Hey, I'll throw this out there, you know, and just only because I like talking about music, and I don't want to do this again at the expense of other important things, but you got to consider, too, that the guys from Aerosmith, you know, Steve Tyler's a New Yorker. They came together in New Hampshire. They, you know, their formative years were up around Lake Sunapee. You look at a band like Jay Giles, I mean, those guys, they came together at Clark, most of them came together at Clark University right in Worcester in the heartland.
Yep.
They're Massachusetts guys. Look at the history of Peter Wolf. I mean,
BCN.
In his knowledge of music and, you know, a DJ for WBCN, it doesn't get much, your roots don't get much more deeper than that in rock. And then you come together with those guys and, you know, Danny Klein and Jay Giles and Seth Justman and in their own right, they've sold a heck of a lot of music and a lot of CDs and albums. And those guys, when it comes to knowledge of music, and Tyler's pretty good and Perry's pretty good, but I'll tell you, the guys in Jay Giles, their depth of knowledge. Peter Wolf is an expert on blues and soul. I mean, he's a very knowledgeable guy. I wouldn't leave them out of the mix.
All right. Mr. Dodrell?
Senator Hedlund, I just again want to say thank you before I part. Thank you for everything over the last several years, and thanks for letting me come on to your radio show. And to all the listeners, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it.
Steve, the repartee that we had back and forth, and the good-natured ribbing that I gave you that you took well, that I thought enhanced the show and made it more fun, I enjoyed, and you were good-natured about it. And I have to concede on one thing. You know, you beat me in the demo derby.
I did. Thank you very much, Senator Hedlund.
I failed at putting our team together. You know, you get the NASCAR guy right there. Rossi was supposed to be my pit guy, and we still couldn't pull it together.
Yeah, that happens.
I know.
Well, we want to thank you, Senator, for joining us, and we'll look forward to getting your State House report once again next week.
All right. Bill, Steve Dodrell. I almost called you Billy. Steve Dodrell, best of luck. Wow, when's your last day at ATD?
My last day is Wednesday. My last morning drive newscast will be at 9 o'clock.
And I hope, I'm going to throw this out there. Who obviously, that's during...
that's Rob Hackle's show, yeah, during the morning news.
During Rob's show. I'm throwing this out, a public suggestion for Rob. He needs to play, in your waning moments, Barbra Streisand's The Way We Were.
Why?
Why?
Because when WSBK TV 38 at their show asked the manager on Joe Dimino's last day, his sign off was to that song.
Okay. Well, thank you for the comparison, Senator Hedlund. I appreciate that. I was more thinking maybe the Scorpions or something like that, right to your helm.
Nope, Barbra Streisand, The Way We Were. It's a tearjerker. It's sad. It's a melancholy song about, you know, remembrances and farewells.
Take it from an Italian. Do Frank Sinatra's I Did It My Way. That's what you do.
All righty.
Senator.
So how about, let's take it Jim Cantwell and Josh Cutler's way and play something from Aerosmith.
Hey, I love Aerosmith. My first concert ever, so I'm fine with that.
All right. Well,
I've seen him.
Love in an Elevator. Janie's Got a Gun.
They've been using the same set list for the last 14 years.
Until next week, Senator.
See you later.
All See right. ya.
When we come back, we are going to speak with Braintree Mayor Joseph Sullivan and also Stephanie Pollock. And we're going to talk about transportation here in the Bay States. Stay tuned.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.